Jezri and I walked out for the first time in 10 years. The first thing I noticed was that people had leaned a lot of junk against the outside of our walls. Apparently, some of it had even been leaned against the gates, but someone had cleared it off to the sides in preparation for Appert. During this era, the neighborhood outside the Decade Gate was where artisans kept their shops, and so the stuff leaned against the wall tended to be lumber, pipes, reels of cable or tubing, and long-handled tools. We walked silently for a while, just looking. But sooner than you might think, we got used to it and forgot we were Fraas.
"Do you think that woman wanted to have a liaison with you?" I asked.
What do you call it?
An Atlanean liaison, named after a Decenarian Fraa of the 17th century AR, who saw his true love for 10 days every 10 years and spent the rest of the time writing poems to her and sneaking them out of the math. They were really fine poems, carved in stone some places.
"Why do you think a woman would want that?" he wondered.
"Well, no risk of getting pregnant when your partner is a Fraa," I pointed out.
"That might be important sometimes, but I think it's easy for them to obtain contraception in this epoch."
I was kind of joking.
"Oh, sorry."
"Well, maybe she wants me for my mind."
"Or your spiritual qualities."
"Huh?
You think she's some kind of Diolater?
Didn't you see who she was with?"
"Some sort of, who knows, a contingent, I think is what they call that."
"Those were Warden of Heaven people, I'll bet. Their leader was got up in a kind of imitation of a cord."
We had gone far enough that the Decade Gate was lost to view around a curve. I glanced up at the Presidium. The megaliths rising up from the perimeter of the Starhenge served as compass points to help me establish my bearings. We had come to a larger road now, running roughly parallel to the river. If we crossed it and kept going, we'd climb into a neighborhood of big houses where burghers lived. If we followed it to the right, it would take us to the Commerce District, and we could eventually loop back in through the Daygate. To the left, it ran out into the Faubourgs, where I had spent my first 8 years.
"Let's get this over with," I said, and turned left.
After we had gone a few paces, Jezri said,
"Again?"
Which was his annoying way of requesting clarification.
"The Warden of Heaven?"
"Moshianics," I said, and then spent a while telling him about Fra Orlo's interviews with Fleck and Quinn. As we went along, the nature of the place changed. Fewer workshops, more warehouses. Barges could navigate this stretch of the river, and so it was where people tended to store things. We saw more vehicles now, a lot of Drummonds, which had up to a dozen wheels and were used for carrying large, heavy objects around districts like this. These looked the same as I remembered. A few fetches scurried around with smaller loads secured to their backs. These were more colorful. The men who owned them tended to be artisans, and it was clear that they spent a lot of time altering the vehicle's shape and color, apparently for no reason other than to amuse themselves. Or maybe it was a kind of competition, like plumage on birds. Anyway, the styles had changed quite a bit, and so Jezri and I would stop talking and stare whenever a particularly strange or gaudy fetch went by. Their drivers stared right back at us.
"Well, I was oblivious to all that Warden of Heaven stuff," Jezri concluded. "I've been very busy computing for Orlo's group."
"Why did you think Tamara was drilling us last night?" I asked.
"I didn't think about it," Jezri said. "All I can say is it's good you are around to be aware of all this. Have you considered
joining the new circle, angling to become a hierarch?"
"Yeah."
"No, I don't have to, because everyone else seems to be considering it for me."
"Sorry, Raz," he said,
not really sounding sorry, more miffed that I had become miffed. He was hard to talk to, and sometimes I'd go months avoiding him. But slowly I had learned it could be worth the aggravation.
"Forget it," I said.
"What have Orlo's group been up to?"
"I've no idea. I just do the calculations, orbital mechanics."
"Theoretical or?"
"Totally praxic."
"You think they have found a planet around another star?"
"How could that be? For that, they have to collate information from other telescopes, and we haven't got anything in 10 years, obviously.
So it's something nearer, I said. Something that can be picked out with our telescopes.
It's an asteroid,
Jezri said, fed up with my slow progress on the riddle.
Is it the Big Nugget?
Orlo would be a lot more excited in that case.
This was a very old joke. The Pangendrums had almost no use for us, but one of the few things that might change that would be the discovery of a large asteroid that was about to hit Arb. In 1107, it had almost happened. Thousands of Avowed had been brought together in a convox that had built a spaceship to go nudge it out of the way. But by the time the ship had been launched in 1115, the cosmographers had calculated that the rock would just miss us, and so it had turned into a study mission. The lab where they had built the ship was now the consent of Sant Rab, after the cosmographer who had discovered the rock.